Okay, so before I read this particular verse, 69 is also included in the class, so I'll just read that. So this one is a complete different subject. Murari Gupta was a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra. When Lord Chaitanya heard Lord Ramachandra's glories from his mouth, he immediately wrote on his forehead, Ramdas, the eternal servant of Lord Ramachandra. Today's translation. Once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Srihar after kirtan and drank water from his damaged iron pot. Then he bestowed his benediction upon all the devotees according to their desires. Purport. After the mass Nagar Sankirtan in protest against the magistrate Kasi, the Kasi was converted to a devotee. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned with his Sankirtan party to the house of Sridhar, and Chan Kasi followed him. All the devotees rested there for some time and drank water from Sridhar's damaged iron pot. The Lord accepted the water because the pot belonged to a devotee. Chan Kasi then returned home. The place where they rested is still situated on the northeastern side of Mayapur and is known as Kirtana Vishrama Stana, the resting place of the Kirtan party. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gina Jana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, Yayatam Mam Prapadyante Tamstadaiva Bhajamiham Mama Vartmane Vartante Manushya Partha Sarvasyaha. This is a verse spoken by Lord Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse number 11, where the Lord says, as one approaches me, I reciprocate accordingly. And then he goes on to say, everyone. That means everyone follows his path in all respects, O son of Kunti. So the Lord is very reciprocal to the devotee's approach. As we approach the Lord reciprocates accordingly. Just like sometimes they use the example, whatever you hold in front of the mirror is what is reflected there. So in the same way, whatever we're getting from the Lord is really how much we are actually approaching the Lord with devotion, with sincerity, with a service attitude. And the Lord is reciprocating accordingly by giving his mercy, more service, and his benedictions in so many ways. And sometimes he even fulfills our desires nicely. So here we see Chan Kasi. I mean, what was his position? He was actually a mimical to the Sankirtan party. But somehow he became purified by the mercy of Lord Nrisingadev. And of course the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Harinam Sankirtan. So we see, even today, the Jugeyes and the Mudeyes and the inimical persons, when they come into the Sankirtan party, somehow something changes. When they hear the powerful sound of the Krishna's holy name, when the devotees are enthusiastically chanting and dancing, a change of heart comes, or maybe something magical or mystical overtakes them. Sometimes they're what we say irreconcilably, that means against their will, drawn into the kirtan. I was viewing a particular video that was filmed in America on New Year's Eve in one place. It was Denver, Colorado. And it's kind of traditional, I think it is here also, that devotees go on New Year's Eve down for Harinam Sankirtan. So this was in the middle of a blizzard, so there was a big snowstorm. And the devotees were chanting and dancing. And so there was some people there having their New Year's Eve party, as they do. And it was going on. And then these persons figuring that, you know, our party is not as good as their party. So they start joining into the kirtan and singing and dancing. And then I was able to watch the video in such a way that one man, it was actually recorded, was saying to his friend, what are they singing? And the other one says, I don't know, but it's really nice. And then they continued. So, you know, this is the power of the holy name. Even they can't decipher what is happening. Something mystical is overtaking their whole psyche or their whole existence. And all, and they're automatically they're drawn in. So John Kani was a victim of the kirtan. Became so much so that after the Lord somehow or other purified him through speaking to him and defeating him, he followed the Lord and the kirtan party all the way, as it mentions here, to the house of Sridhar, where the kirtan party rested. And then because he was so much attracted to the kirtan. So this is our weapon in this age. Sometimes people say, well, what is our power? We don't arm ourselves with all kinds of, you know, weapons in order to, you know, change society or even protect ourselves against society. We have the power of Krishna's holy name. As soon as the holy name is chanted with devotion and enthusiasm, the whole atmosphere changes. It becomes Vaikuntha. And people forget. There's one story where, there's so many stories, but this one is interesting. Two very senior devotees in our Hare Krishna movement. And it happens, they just had this tension between them. So much so that they were not talking to each other. And both of them were leaders. Somehow or other, there was a kirtan program, and they were both there. But one was standing on one side of the circle, and the other was standing on the other side of the circle. This was very strategically planned by each of them. And so the kirtan was going on. So another devotee who was thinking, you know, it's good that they have this tension between them. I think we should try to rectify that. So as the kirtan was going and the devotees were dancing and everyone was having a nice time, and they were also, these two persons were dancing in their own little respective areas on each side of the circle, making sure they didn't get too close to each other. This one devotee started to dance with one of them, and he pulled him into the circle, and this was strategically planned. And while he was dancing with the other one, he danced in such a way as to come near the other one on the other side. And then he grabbed them. And then he pulled both of them in. And then the three of them were dancing. And at one point, he got out of the middle and pushed the two of them together. And they were embracing each other. And, you know, they continued to dance. All of a sudden, something changed. You know, you want to solve problems, we have our, you know, resolutions, revolutions, solutions, and dissolutions, and I don't know what else, potions, and lotions, and motions, and commotions, and so many other. So we try it with devotion. That's the best way to solve problems, and bring devotees together. And kirtan is so wonderful because it just brings the whole atmosphere into the spiritual realm. But this is Lord Chaitanya's astra, his weapon in this age, is to spread the Harinam Sankirtan everywhere. And we see, after the kirtan, the devotees went, and they took a little break. And here it says they rested at the house of Sridhar. Now, Sridhar, who was Sridhar? He was such a very simple, quite impoverished devotee of the Lord. He had very little. Not very little, he had nothing. His only possession is mentioned in this purport. He had a damaged iron pot. He had some clothes which had holes in them, and the holes were more than the clothes. He had more holes than clothes. And he would sometimes, you know, I guess we do that too, tie the clothes together to cover the holes. He was so poor, but he was rich in bhakti. And Lord Chaitanya glorified him for his bhakti. But one day, here it mentions that that this iron pot that Sridhar had was his only possession. And he did all his washing needs from that iron pot. Everything on his personal needs. So you could might say it was his pot. It wasn't to be used by others. It would consider to be contaminated by standards. But Lord Chaitanya, when he saw that iron pot, and it mentions it had so many holes in it and dents, and Vrindavan Das Thakur says, even the most desperate of all thieves would not steal that pot. That's how bad it was. But Lord Chaitanya saw this pot and he said, wow, this belongs to Sridhar. And he started to drink the water. Sridhar, when he saw that, he said, oh, no, now I'm killed. I'm dead. No, Lord, please don't do that. And the Lord would just kept taking the nectar from Sridhar's pot. This is Mahaprabhu, how much he loves his devotees. And when he sees his devotees, you know, offering their devotion in so many ways, the Lord becomes so pleased. Becomes so pleased. He becomes purchased by the devotees. Krishna is harder to purchase than Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, if you just give a little, there's one example where Lord Chaitanya was, he was traveling. This was right after he had taken sannyas. He was traveling through one area and he was going from place to place. And Lord Chaitanya likes to hear kirtan in the holy name. But everywhere he was going, there was no kirtan of the holy name. So the Lord was feeling unhappy. What is this place? This is worse than a desert. Finally, he saw two little cowherd boys who were taking care of some cows. And when he saw them, the Lord looked, and he continued to look, and he noticed that they were singing the holy name of the Lord. They were chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Lord became so happy that he came from a distance. He ran towards them. He said, who are you? And then they introduced themselves, saying they were cowherd boys. And he said, you are so wonderful. Thank you for chanting Krishna's holy name. You are the best of all devotees. Mahaprabhu, how much he loves to hear Krishna's holy name. You know, you look at the altar, when you see Lord Chaitanya, what is he doing? He's dancing. He's like this. The one, I think it was Jai Pataka Maharaj, was giving a class and he was saying that when Lord Chaitanya is like this, with his feet moving one way or the other like this, he's dancing. He's dancing. But when he has one arm down like this and Lord Nityananda is doing the same, he's dancing in ecstasy. And then, this is the third one, when he's going like this, look out. He is giving his full mercy to anyone, everyone. Mahaprabhu is so merciful, so kind. So if we want Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we have to get attached to chanting and dancing. This is the Yuga Dharma in this age. This is the means to please the Lord. Sometimes people say, well, you know, singing and dancing, people do that outside, and that's called a party. And usually, in order for them to do it, they have to add a few stimulants in order to get going. But what is our stimulant? When we see someone dancing, we dance too, right? Like I wasn't feeling like dancing at all today. But then I saw Nanda Suno dancing, and I was thinking, my God, he never dances like that. Wow, I'm going to dance too. I think, oh. And then I was watching and he wasn't stopping. And I thought, I'm tired, but I'm not stopping either. It's because we know it just pleases Mahaprabhu just to dance and chant. Sometimes we see people, you know, take darshan. Don't ask me to dance. That's not me, man. You know, I'm a scholar. Scholars don't dance. There's one devotee who wrote a book. It's called Blazing Sadhus. Have you seen that book? It's the history of ISKCON from the very early days, back in 1965, 66. It was done by, what's his name? Tell me, remind. Chutananda, yeah. And when he was first, he came to our center in 1965, 66. You know, he was a new person, and he was very scholarly, studying different kinds of philosophical teachings from various spiritual backgrounds. So then he came, and there was a kirtan, and Prabhupada was dancing. Prabhupada was jumping up and down. And so he's looking, and he's thinking, interesting. This old man is dancing up and down. It's just like, you know, what is this? So one devotee, Hayagriva, he could see that he was a little puzzled. So he came over to him and said, "Never trust a holy man who can't dance." And then when he wrote his book, he subtitled that on the book. You can see it. Never trust a holy man who can't dance. Because that's our movement. It's all about singing and dancing. I mean, some of us, we got, you know, there's still pains and the legs don't move. And if I move the wrong way, I'm out for 2 days, you know. Everything hurts. But you can dance in your heart if you can't dance. But we can always move our feet. Because Lord Chaitanya's movement is dancing. How many times did Lord Chaitanya lead kirtan? We don't hear too many times that he led, but he was always dancing. Always dancing with Lord Nityananda. It says that wherever Lord Nityananda was dancing, Lord Chaitanya would be there automatically. Even if he wasn't there, he would be there in his unmanifested form dancing with Lord Nityananda. There's a beautiful story. Well, in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherein Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri. And Mahaprabhu wanted to spread Krishna consciousness kirtan everywhere. So he left Nityananda in Bengal. But Nityananda had so much love and feeling so much separation from Lord Chaitanya, he couldn't stay there, so he had to come see Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. So he came, and they were both happy to see each other. But at one point, Lord Chaitanya said, "You know, I am here and you are here also, but what about Navadvip? We have to preach in Navadvip. So take your gopals and have kirtan and go back to Navadvip and spend the Harinam kirtan there." So taking the instructions on his head, Lord Nityananda gathered all his devotees, and they started to sing and dance, and they went on their way to Navadvip from Jagannath Puri. So while they were singing and dancing and going towards Navadvip, they got lost. Couldn't find their way. They were thinking, "Where are we going? We were singing and dancing, and now we're lost." Not really. But it looked like it. So they started to ask someone. Hi, it's 6 miles that way. You got to take the other road and go that way, and then you can go to Navadvipa. Okay, so they did. So they changed directions. And then they were singing and dancing and singing and dancing and singing and dancing. And guess what happened again? They got lost. Didn't know where they were. And so they asked again, and someone said, Hi, it's 20 miles that way. Take the road along the Ganga, and it will take you to Navadvip. So they switched directions, and they started to sing and dance, sing and dance, sing and dance. Finally, they got to the outskirts of Navadvip, and they stopped at the house of Raghava Pandit. And then they started having kirtan there. and Lord Nityananda was dancing with all his gopals. At one point, Lord Nityananda said to Raghava Pandit, you know, Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai, Gordatai Ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Prabhupada loved these colors. These were Prabhupada's favorite colors, blue and white. If you dress the deities blue and white, Prabhupada was so pleased. Of course, Prabhupada's always pleased by the devotion of the devotees when they dress the deities. But Prabhupada loved these colors, blue and white. Really, really outstanding. You can't help but taking darshan. Even if you don't want to, it happens. So beautiful. And so Lord Nityananda said to Raghava Pandit, make me a garland of kadamba flowers. And Lord Nityananda said, kadamba flowers, it's not the season. There's no kadamba flowers on the tree. Anyway, just go back there and look anyway. Go in your yard. So he went there, and on the lemon tree, there were kadamba flowers. So he was shocked, but then he picked the flowers and made a nice garland and gave it to Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda was very happy. And then the kirtan went on, but someone started to smell Dhammanaka flowers. Now, Dhammanaka flowers don't grow in that area, but they grow in Jagannath Puri area. And but Lord Chaitanya would always wear Dhammanaka flower garland when he was in Jagannath Puri. They would give him that garland. He loved those flowers. And so everyone's smelling, is Lord Chaitanya here? We don't see him. But five people did see him. Five of the most prominent devotees could actually see that Lord Chaitanya, when he saw Lord Nityananda's kirtan, he just wanted to be part of that kirtan. So he came in an unmanifest form, and Lord Nityananda was dancing with Lord Chaitanya, but nobody could see Lord Chaitanya. Nobody could see Lord Chaitanya. How much Lord Chaitanya loves kirtan. And so this kirtan went on. And it's described by Vrindavan Das Thakur that this kirtan was getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And when you're really into the holy name, it doesn't matter how tired you are, you forget it. Because you're getting energized from the soul. The soul is just expanding its bhakti in the essence of the kirtan. And you can just keep dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing. That's when you're really in the kirtan. You forget. When you stop, then you really know how much it hurts. But that doesn't matter afterwards. So they danced for 3 months. 3 months. This is Vrindavan Das Thakur described. Nobody decided to eat or even drink water. 3 months the kirtan were on. The devotees were so empowered by the kirtan. Because, you know, when you get into kirtan that long, kinds of strange things happen. You know, you never know what's going to happen next. Because the holy name does so many things to you, you don't know what's going to happen. You forget all civility, and sometimes you forget sometimes where you are. So they started to dance with trees. But in order to dance with the trees, they started to uproot the trees. So they were uprooting these trees and dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing. They were small trees, not real big trees. And then finally, on the bigger trees, they were running up the tree and running out to the branches and dancing on the ends of the branches. And the branches were not breaking. The devotees were dancing on the twigs. Figure that one out. And then they were jumping from the trees. And one devotee said, I am the monkey soldier, Angada! Boom! And he would dive off the tree head first. Have you ever seen kirtans like that where devotees just go nuts? Completely bonkers. We've had kirtans like that. You just lose it. It's just kind of, you can't explain what's happening or why it's happening, but it's happening. And because the holy name is Krishna in full. And when that holy name is enthusiastically chanted with devotion, it's like the whole world changes. And so this kirtan went on for 3 months, and it spread into the villages in the area, and the little children in the area started to come into the kirtan and dance with the devotees. And they became super empowered by the kirtan, and they started to uproot trees and dance with them too. And some of those children had said danced for 1 month without stopping. Can you imagine a 3 month kirtan? I mean, I can't figure that one out. No one can figure it out. How can you dance for 3 months? Vrindavan Das Thakur doesn't lie. The Shastras don't exaggerate. These are not hyperboles. These are realities. This is Lord Nityananda. He can change the whole world. 3 months? 3 years. 3 centuries. The power of Krishna's holy name is the supreme power in existence. And so these are the kirtans of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So when Lord Nityananda went back to Bengal, and he started to preach, and what did he do? He just started to distribute kirtan everywhere and everywhere. We see the Mahaprabhu's movement was basically on kirtan. So how much we can understand is the essence of our devotional practice. Sri Hari Nam Kirtan, Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar, Namahoite Haya Sarva Jagat Nistara. By the power of Krishna's holy name, this kirtan is spreading everywhere and anywhere. And people from all around the world are starting to become affected by kirtan. It's amazing. Amazing. So, of course, we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we worship the deities, we take Krishna Prasadam, we come to classes and hear the philosophy. We do all these things. But why? It's meant to inspire us to chant. It's meant to inspire us to chant. Because if it doesn't inspire us in kirtan, then we're not performing the devotional service properly. It's all about getting the inspiration for singing, dancing, and of course, japa. Oh, japa, yeah. Why'd you have to mention that, Maharaj? You were doing good on kirtan, now you brought in japa. Oh, my God. Ooh, japa. Ooh, my. 2 hours in one place. Not possible. The mind is always, you know, skirting the universe to find out where else there's some enjoyment. But japa is also, Lord Chaitanya used to chant japa every day. And where did he chant? In front of the tulsi plant. In fact, even when he was walking, he would have a, this is mentioned by Vrindavan Das Thakur, he would have a devotee carrying a tulsi plant in front of him so he could chant japa in front of tulsi. That's how auspicious tulsi is. She is so merciful that it automatically the quality of your japa becomes increased by the mercy of Tulsi Devi. So when we, if we're chanting in our house, we can always put a picture of Tulsi Devi if we don't have an actual deity of Tulsi there. So this is the mercy that comes by way of japa. So japa's there, kirtan's there. You know, sometimes even when I get up, I think, okay, I got 16 rounds to do, and I also have so many other things to do, but forget about everything else. Just shut down the mind and just chant, that's all. And when you do that, you know what happens? You get Krishna's mercy. It may be a struggle sometimes, because japa's a real, you know, the mind wants to go this way and that way. Wants to think about everything in the universe or wants to inspect what's coming up the rest of the day or what problems you have. Right? You ever have that experience? As soon as you sit down for japa, all your problems start coming to the forefront. Oh my God, this person said this yesterday. Why did she say that? And then it goes on for at least 2 rounds. until you realize you're not getting anywhere. And you'd say, all right, mind, shut up. The mind says, who do you think you are talking to me like that? I'm the mind. Don't you know I'm in control? No, shut up. If you don't want to shut up, go to Vrindavan. And stay there and think about the cows, Sanatana Rupa Goswami, about the wonderful devotees who live in Vrindavan, all of Krishna's intimate associates. Do something other than bothering me with all your problems. So this is japa, you know. So, and japa fuels kirtan, and kirtan fuels japa. So if we're very, really strict in our japa, we will always be inspired for kirtan. Always. Really, because that gives us the foundation and the enthusiasm for kirtan, is to chant japa. So these are some of the wonderful things. I remember we were preaching in one city in America. It was Cincinnati, Ohio. This was way back in 1987. It was 1987. And we had made friends with this person who was a disc jockey. And he had his own radio show, 3 hours, which was a talk show, which covered 38 states in America. And more than 40 million people were listening to this show. So he became our friend. And he invited us to come on his radio show as a novelty. He wanted to, kind of interview the Hare Krishnas. He thought it would be really nice for his radio show. So we came. And so I came one time, and then the second time he asked us to come again. So the first time he came, he decided, this Hare Krishna singing is kind of nice. And we have to break the stations in order for the commercials to come on. So I don't know if you know that the stations, they have what they call a jingle. It's a little song that goes, and it phases out what's happening and phases something else in. So he decided to make the Hare Krishna mantra the jingle. So he asked me to chant it. So I did, and he recorded it, and that was the breaking station. So this was good. So, you know, people were hearing the Hare Krishna mantra all over America on the radio. So about, a few months later, he asked us to come again. This was in the middle of the summer, and this happened to be a time where the entire middle section of the United States was in a very severe drought. This was in July, and there was no rain for months. And it was a crisis, a big crisis. They were telling people, if you turn on your sprinklers on your lawn, you're going to get fined. Nobody can use water except for ultimate needs, that's all. And so it was really quite severe, and it was a lot of news. So we were on the radio station, and we had brought devotees from our West Virginia community, and the leader came also. So we were talking, and it was about half hour into the show, and he said to us, hey, you Hare Krishnas, can you make it rain? So I didn't say anything, but the leader of the community said, no problem, we can make it rain. When he heard that, his eyes got big, and he was full of exclamations. He said, you know what you're saying? You're going to be known as a false prophet. There are so many millions of people listening to this station. You can actually make it rain? Yeah. How? Chant Hare Krishna. Is that all? No. We want everyone in radio land, whoever's listening out there, to chant with us. And if you all chant together, it'll rain. Now that was a bold statement to make. Really bold. I mean, a whole reputation of our movement was on the line.
So he said, and then he got on, he was really animated. He said, "You hear that, folks? The Hare Krishnas are going to make it rain. All right, come on, let's go. Let's give them some support. Chant with them." And so we started to have a kirtan. We were just singing, you know, the regular Hare Krishna tunes. And then he's encouraging everyone on the microphone, "Come on, chant with the Swami. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. We're going to make it rain." So we don't know what happened because we can't hear anything. But anyway, so we stopped after 5 minutes. And about towards the end of the show was 3 hours. And this happened in the first half hour. So during the last half hour, they get a call. And they have these reporters that they go around and looking for weather signs. And then they report back to the station so they can announce it. So these reporters said, "Hey, Bill," his name was Bill Cunningham, "Hey, Bill, there's clouds coming up." And then the show ended. But then about 2.5 hours later, there was a torrential downpour. And it rained for 3 days. It was raining and raining and raining. And I was feeling so happy. Bill got so overwhelmed. He called us and he said, "I'm going to the mayor of the city of Cincinnati and ask them to present you with an honor from the city." So he did, and he had some influence. He was also a lawyer on the side. So he went to the mayor, and the highest honor you can get is the key to the city. They actually give you this big key. And they say, "Here, this city is yours." So they give you the key. And it's a way of showing their gratitude for something outstanding. So we were presented with the key to the city. And everybody was, you know, like, okay, we got rain. Our crops are growing, you know, no more shortages of water. So, of course, we don't use the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in order to bring about material solutions. But we did that just to get people to chant. We figured this would get them to chant. Because, you know, people chant when they find that there's some difficulty. Sometimes, you know, even devotees, sometimes when we get into difficulties, we think, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Well, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. So that's, when take shelter of Krishna's name, Grihe Taka, Bone Taka, Sabda Hari Bole Taka, whatever situation you are, Krishna's name is everything. So Mahaprabhu simply came to bring the holy name of Krishna to us. But we want to please Mahaprabhu by becoming purified by chanting the holy name and spreading the holy name everywhere and anywhere, through kirtan, through japa, through various programs. Because when Prabhupada was in 1977, he was preaching towards the last few months before he actually left the planet. And devotees were saying to Prabhupada, "You know, it's very hard for people to understand and accept our philosophy." Prabhupada said, "Yes, this is Kali Yuga. People can't understand philosophy. They can't. So now we should understand that our method for preaching in this age, we should emphasize two things: kirtan and prasadam distribution. Do it everywhere, all over the world, and this will spread Krishna consciousness fast." Everyone likes prasad. Everyone likes singing and dancing. And then when they sing and dance to the holy name, it becomes something wonderful. So this is our movement. Of course, philosophy is important, and we spend so much time discussing, reading, and understanding, and applying our philosophy. But for the general mass of people, we also do that. But we understand that people really become attracted only when the holy name is there. When Prabhupada would go to these different Pandal programs, and sometimes they'd have other speakers come and they would speak on different philosophical teachings, you know, people would sit there. But then Prabhupada would come, and he would always give Prabhupada the end. He would be the last one to speak. He would just say, "Have kirtan. Enough of this, you know, Mayavad philosophy. And they just have kirtan. Everybody would get up. And everybody was happy. And at the end, they all rushed towards Prabhupada and, you know, want to touch his feet. The kirtan just changes everybody's mind and heart. At least most of us, anyway. For some, it takes a little longer. But this is our mercy in this age. So here, I said, the kirtan party rested at the home of Sridhar Swami. It's called Kirtana Vishrama Stana, the resting place of the kirtan party. And Lord Chaitanya converted Chankazi and his entire, what we say, family, and became to become devotees. And to this day, it's mentioned that the Chankazi has given a decree that wherever the Sankirtan movement is, no one should disturb that. So all the family members in the line of Chankazi coming from Lord Chaitanya follow that edict by Chankazi. They support and, what we say, never interfere with the kirtan of Krishna's holy name. Okay, so I'll stop there. Any questions or comments on anything?